B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
And it's brought to you by the new iPhone 12 Pro with 5G. Now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. Okay, well, would you like to be a maid? It actually has a couple of perks. Doesn't pay a lot, but I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Pay a lot, I'm in.
Who did Lily James, whose marriage did Lily James wreck before she wrecked Dominic West's?
Wow.
I love this story. But first, Adele.
Yes.
She was on Saturday Night Live, and she looked really different. And here's what she had to say about it.
I know I look really, really different since you last saw me. But actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me. And this is the half that I chose.
It's a good half. I mean, first of all, I want to just say that Adele is gorgeous no matter what weight she is. But she lost 100 pounds.
What?
And good for her.
Wow.
And, you know, if that's what she wanted to do, she's no better or worse. I want to impart that information.
Now, did she say how she lost the weight?
You know, it's been in all the tabloids. It's, you know,
working out, sweating.
Working out and eating less.
Oh, the hard way.
That stuff.
Right.
Yeah. She looks like Kate Winslet.
Yes.
She looks like a very, you know, made-up Kate Winslet.
Yes.
And she,
I think, but you know what? There's more room for Jack on the door now.
Oh, my God.
Right? Think about that.
Jerk.
No? I mean, they could both. Okay. Just going.
Oh, my God. But anyway, she held her own on Saturday Night Live. They made her sing a little bit. She did a spoof of The Bachelorette, which was kind of funny.
Kind of funny.
Yeah,
she can still sing, so that was good.
Yeah, she can still sing.
I honestly didn't see it now. Way past my bedtime on a Saturday night.
Me too. I just got the highlights.
No, night. Do they do The Bachelor where they kept on interrupting?
Yes.
You're on the bench?
Yes.
That's like a running thing.
Right.
They do.
She
funny.
Would interrupt with songs.
Oh, okay.
Her famous songs.
All right. So. That's fun.
It was good. She looks great. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. Lily James. Lily, Cinderella.
Another
Brit.
Oh, my Brit.
Gosh.
Another Brit. Yeah.
Well, as you know, that she was caught canoodling with Dominic West of The Wire. They were in a movie. They were filming a movie together, and his
wrecked that marriage.
Well, definitely a bumpy marriage now because Dominic West has been married for 11 years, has 4 kids, went home after the pictures hit the tabloids, and then sort of said, "My marriage is fine."
Yes.
I think it's all awfully quiet at the West home these days. Well,
yes,
Lily James apparently had something to do with Armie Hammer's marriage busting up.
Oh, man.
Well, this is what happened. She was starring with Armie in a remake called Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was doing that, she was exchanging texts with him, and his wife, Elizabeth Chambers, discovered them on his phone. And then she went nuts, and they went to counseling. But then Armie sent a salacious text to somebody else, and that's when it was the end of the marriage. We don't know if it was her.
She's just looking for the right shoe to fit. That's all.
Oh, jeez.
You know, the right slipper.
I don't know.
Now, she's a homewrecker. She comes around.
You don't want her to
you
hang
don't.
Around.
No.
That's, I wonder what's wrong with her. That's not nice.
She's a homewrecker.
Yeah, just,
who hurt you?
There you go.
I always say, who dropped you?
It's not nice, Lily. And she's right. So adorable. All right, finally. Would you be a housekeeper for $25,000 a year? That's not a lot of money. But you're working for Prince William and Kate Middleton, and you can make $25,000 a year with all meals and transportation expenses included.
How old am I?
You're now.
Oh, no then, no.
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 But like you're 20.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So you just have have your papers to work in the UK and apply to the Royal Household Careers website. There's one of those by November 7th. Yes.
They're looking.
Yeah, I'm going to go look at that. They what kind of jobs can I possibly
They don't
get?
Want an American over there.
They
doing
don't?
That. No.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do? It's tea time. You're going to go grab some salada?
I have Scottish blood in me.
Okay, right.
I know how to do a scone.
Yeah.
A nice cup of tea.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to clean. Problem. Just a little bit of a problem.
Oh, boy. 6:50. Here's the bot. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. That's the boss. It's 6:55. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Look for some showers early. Tapering off, high at 54 today. Down to 51 tonight. It's only 51 in Boston. But that's okay. Very special day. Very special day.
It's Monday.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's your birthday, LBF.
It's
how you feeling?
Good.
You
I'm
look
glad
good.
To be celebrating another one.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Yeah.
You woke up.
I woke up.
There you go.
Everything works.
Any big plans for the day?
No.
None?
My big plan is to avoid the German chocolate cake that Dave made me over the weekend.
Yeah, that looks good.
It's amazing.
Wow.
From scratch.
He made it from scratch.
3 hours.
How about that guy?
He's a man to love.
You know, like Nat King Cole said, that is L-O-V-E. Okay? All right.
Sure is.
Take a phone call?
Sure.
Hey, R.O.R., good morning.
Hi, yeah, I wanted to wish LBF a happy birthday.
What? It's her birthday? What?
This is going to drive
a minute.
You guys crazy.
This is news to us. Huh. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
I listen to you guys every morning while I'm working. So, yeah, I wanted to, I have some downtime, so I wanted to give her a quick call.
What do you do?
I drive for Leominster Taxi.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, thank you so much.
And you knew it was her birthday because she mentioned it a lot, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I got an email back in April from you guys telling me happy birthday. So
I was going to say.
I sent an email back in April saying, save the day.
Who would
Bob
be surprised?
Literally believed it for a second.
I really did. Would you like to sing happy birthday to LBF?
No, thank you.
Apparently nobody does.
Okay. No, just a quick happy birthday is fine. That's sweet. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. You're very, very kind.
Thank you.
Would you like to say hi to Brian or Bob?
No, she does not care.
Sure. Hi, Brian. Hi, Bob.
No, thanks.
Our birthdays are in May.
Yeah, really. You had your day.
I don't remember her calling. No. Bye. Okay. Birthday. Well, there you have it. See?
There I have
really
it.
Listeners care. The phone's lighting up there.
Yeah.
Lighting up. Looks like a Christmas tree over there. Caller, where are you from? Like Larry King over
all
here.
All right.
All righty. Anyway, if you want to wish happy birthday, make her day, make our day a lot easier, call 888-410-1057.
Are we giving out prizes?
Nope. Some people call me the
space cowboy. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.